Would you join me for a moment of prayer? Father God in heaven, I cannot help but to wonder, dear God, how much embarrassment and pride keeps us from responding to the gospel call in a time of invitation. I cannot help but to wonder, Lord God, how much what others would think keeps us from responding to the truth. God the Holy Spirit, please, in this time of invitation, do the work that only you can do. Are you walking in the light? God the Holy Spirit, please reveal to the hearts and minds of every single soul in this auditorium whether they are walking in the darkness or whether they were walking in the light. Please, God the Holy Spirit, go from person to person, pew to pew, and speak to the hearts and minds of those who know that they're struggling with their walk in the light and need to come forward and fall before you in an act of repentance and claim by faith the power that only the gospel is able to provide in redeeming, saving, and empowering Christians to walk as you have called them to walk. And there's no doubt, Lord God, that we must fall before you and to seek forgiveness and to ask that we be cleansed from the unrighteousness that is prevailing in our lives. And God, I pray that you would do the work to those who are not born again and have been relying on a false, self-deceived relationship with you that has never produced a changed life. Pastor, I'm struggling and I need you to pray for me. I truly need you to pray for me. I want to be involved in a corporate time of prayer right now as you very specifically pray for me as I'm struggling. Is there anyone here that would raise their hand? I see one in the back. I see another one. Another one. Yep. Two, three, four. Struggling. Really struggling. And I need to be involved in some time of repentance and a time of confession. I am struggling in my walk with the Lord. I'm struggling with walking in the light. There's another one. Six, seven. Is there anyone else that would pray? Express a need. I see you, my brother. Yeah. Eight. Nine. Yeah. I got you. Anyone else? Yep, I see you in the back. Is there anyone else that would say, I am really struggling? I got you. Folks, we are called to walk in the light. There's no exception. No one gets a bye. Every one of us who are born again are called to walk in the light. And if our lives are characterized by darkness, we need to stop convincing ourselves that we're born again, and we need to fall before a holy and righteous God and confess our need to be born again and to repent of the sin of professing a faith that is just as phony as it gets. Some of us know that we're converted, and we may respond in repentance and cleansing that is possible through Christ. Other of us know that we are, in fact, the professing Christians, and that we have been selling ourselves on something that is not the case. And it's imperative that today is your day of salvation, and the reality is only you know. Father God in heaven, as we transition into this time of prayer and invitation, I pray that God's people would respond first and foremost to this invitation to seek your face. If you are a born-again believer, let me encourage you right now to lead by example and come and pray if God the Holy Spirit is speaking to you, and to make the way for those who need to receive Christ today. Make the way for those who need to receive Christ. People are responding right now. Counselors are standing by. Youth pastor, student pastor, athletic director, deacons, associate pastor. Ladies are standing by, ready to open the Word of God and to show you God's simple plan of salvation. But I need you to leave your seat and come meet with a counselor right now. And to let that counselor know, I need to be born again. I need to be born again. Come right now and respond. Come and respond right now. Look a counselor right in the face and say, I need to be born again. Come right now and respond as God leads. Christians, if you know you're walking in the light and God the Holy Spirit hasn't revealed something to you, then I would ask you right now to spend all your time in prayer and to earnestly pray that God the Holy Spirit will convict the souls who need to repent today and to be born again. Let me encourage you right now, if you need to be born again, if you need to be converted, to come and respond as we sing the time of invitation. Look the counselor right in the face and say, I need to be born again. And we will show you from God's word the truth. Jonathan, you come and lead us.
Without, O Lamb of God.
And you may be seated. Make a couple announcements. Tonight at 6 o'clock, we will deal with the abortion issue from a scriptural perspective. And if you're going to vote, if you're going to choose what you're going to do in the polls, you need to know what the Word of God has to say about such a critical issue that's facing our nation. And I'm not sure that you can justify sitting at home tonight. But you pray about that on the way home. And you ask God, God, are you at peace with me sitting at home tonight and watching television? Or should I be at the house of God in corporate worship? And you ask yourself that on your way home. God, the Holy Spirit, speak to me. I'm not normally a Sunday night Christian, but I want you to let me know, is it okay for me to sit at home and watch television tonight? And then just listen to the Holy Spirit. Listen to the Holy Spirit. Visitors, my wife and I will be in the narthex on the left-hand side out those doors. We would really love to meet you. Like to shake your hand, find out how you heard about the church. Ladies, I want to commend you for doing an incredibly good job on Friday and Saturday with the Beth Moore event. Vicki, great job. It was your vision. You moved forward with it. God blessed. And I believe that we demonstrated in many regards the unity that Christ talks about in John 17 when Christian ladies from all over Fayetteville came together in our chapel and worshiped God together. And for a few moments, we set aside our minor differences and said, we can worship together. We can hear good Bible teaching, right? From Sister Beth Moore. And those of you that weren't there, we will be doing it again, for sure. And I pray that you will make a point of doing that. Good job, Vicki, and all those ladies that helped you. We appreciate the effort. Jonathan, come and dismiss us.
All right, we have just a point of instruction for some of you parents of K-5ers going into the first grade. Today was Promotion Sunday, and what that means is your kids will now be in Power Hour, and you need to go back there to pick them up. If you are unfamiliar with where the Power Hour meets, it's right out this direction and into the youth building, the student building in the back. And there will be workers, Mr. and Mrs. Plain, I believe, are out there this morning with your K-5er that's going into first grade. So that's where you need to go and pick them up. If you do not know where to go, if you'll go back and see Ms. Chapman, I'm sure she'll help you get back there and find your children. We didn't lose them, I promise. We don't do that. We take very good care of them. They were taken from their class in Sunday school back to Power Hour by our workers, and you will find them there. That's just a kind of a new point of instruction for some of you who this is your first Sunday doing that. After that, I'm sure you'll be fine. It's like kindergarten when you drop them off for the first time. We want to make sure, visitors, that you come back and see Pastor Sean and the other staff members and their wives. We really do cherish the fact that you decided to worship with us this morning. And so we're just going to allow you to go ahead and leave now and go back there, make your way back to the back. If everybody will stand and give them way out of the aisle there. And if you are visiting with us at this moment, if you'll just go back to the left doors back there, you can pick up. We have a special gift. And then we want to see everyone back here tonight. Have a great afternoon. Everybody's dismissed. All right, if we could have your attention, please. The Spanish ministry is going to have a baptismal service. So if you're in here, if you could just turn your attention to the baptistry. Brother Rick is going to be starting in just a second.
Today it gives us a great pleasure to baptize the RC family. We're going to baptize the whole family. They've come, they have received Christ as their Lord and Savior, have given testimony of their salvation, and they're coming today as a family to be baptized. The dad wants to give us be an example to show his sons and his wife that, you know, to be the leader of the home. So they're taking this step together as a family. Le damos venimos en esta mañana a entregarle la familia así hacia ustedes. El papá ha dado profesión de fe en la iglesia y hoy viene para enseñar y mostrar que viene a ser bautizado en este día para ser un ejemplo en su familia. Yo te bautizo en nombre del Padre y el Hijo y el Espíritu Santo, en nombre del Señor. Nueva vida. Aquí viene su esposa Diana. This is his wife Diana. Diana, I baptize you, my sister. Upon your profession of faith, I present you to the Lord Jesus Christ and Savior. Baptized in the likeness of his name, raised to life in the midst of life. This is Dominique. Dominique, upon your profession of faith, I baptize you, my brother, in the name of the Father, Son, and Spirit. Bear in the likeness of his death, raised to walk in the midst of life. This is Rudy. Rudy, upon the profession of your faith, I baptize you, my brother, in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Baptized in the likeness of his death, and raised to walk in the newness of life. That is all. Gracias. Eso es todo. Thank you.